We got 8 SEC teams remaining in the AP Top 25, including Vandy, now up to 24th. Tennessee remained at 7 despite a lackluster performance against Kentucky. We're talking Tennessee. We're talking SEC. We're Tennessee Fan Talk. Come join us.
Back to the coal mines.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk. Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey, Vols fans. We got a big Tuesday coming up, November the 5th. And no, I'm not talking about those corrupt elections because those take longer than just November the 5th these days. Need to tune in to that CFP rankings where we'll see a playoff committee and hope that they believe that Tennessee should be in the first round of those rankings. We have a lot to break down from week 10. Here to do so, as always, you got the Duke, you got Bird. You got Tennessee Fan Talk. We do not have a guest, so we're going to roll. First, a little apologies, because if you went Monday and tried to schedule yourself on a show, I didn't find out till Tuesday that we had some errors going on. That has all been fixed, so we will roll that out again. So look in the description, follow the link tree there to the Calendly app, schedule yourself for a show.
It's called Calendly?
Calendly, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I feel like they could have named it better.
Never mind. You would think so. You would think so. I have a little different tone of voice because I'm still getting over screaming for 4 hours last night.
And I have a little different tone of voice because I'm getting over drinking 16 beers last night.
Otherwise known as the normal Saturday football.
No, it's not normal. Not normal. Because I don't drink at home.
This game offered a lot, okay? It offered Sampson breaking a school record now with 20 rushing touchdowns. Penalties, atop penalties, atop penalties. We get yet into another team's backup quarterback.
Okay. I think only one team has finished the year with the same quarterback, and that is Alabama.
Alabama. That is correct. The only team we played was Bama.
One guy's retired. I mean, I feel bad for the guy, but he ended up getting retired. Not because of us, but.
But most importantly of what this game offered is to make you feel a little bit better about Nico. Did he put a couple passes in the dirt? Yes, they were caught. You know, he had to go down and catch him at his feet, which slowed him down a little.
Hooker did that all the time, too.
Had a couple little moments there where we were all gasping for air because it was just such... It was just a real quick hurry-up throw-out and didn't even pay attention and could have been picked off if it were anyone better than Kentucky. But overall, the lack of offensive powerhouse on this had nothing to do with him and everything to do with what Duke called out weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if it's a quarterback problem. I think I said it's a wide receiver problem.
You did. You said it was the... actually, I've got a spot on here to repeat your prediction. But first, I want to say, although we technically broke our four-game first-half scoring drought, the first drive chart should have looked a little bit better. And, you know, it kind of went like this, right? Field goal, missed. Punt, fumble, field goal, miss, touchdown. And then,
looks
you know,
like the kicker got the yips. He's got the yips.
And we were never given an explanation, and I have not gone back to watch it on television, but we have not, we weren't given an explanation there at the game of the controversy with the timeout. You know, Nico slid. There should have been 2 seconds left on the clock because you know Heupel was over there saying, timeout, 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 timeout.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. They should have gotten another play, which I believe would have led to a touchdown in those 2 seconds, mainly because they should have been half the distance to the goal because Stoops was over there throwing tantrum number one. Mm. Notice
he needs to sign a contract with some like blood thinning. You know, he needs to be a spokesperson for not like, you know, not the guys like, do you have diabetes? Not like that, except like, do you have hypertension? Well,
well, I have it any given Saturday.
Come up here to you can only available at Kroger.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Sign it up only with that. Notice I said his first tantrum because you know when his second tantrum came.
When we pushed his quarterback out of bounds.
No.
When the quarterback ran out of bounds and the big fat guy, I don't know who it was, just standing there.
No.
When?
And that could have been, but I just couldn't see it. But he was out pretty far on the field again during the Samson push into the end zone.
Oh, because, I mean, truth be told,
forward progress had been stopped.
Got stopped twice. But how many times have we got screwed?
We have been absolutely screwed on that. The last one being, I think, Ole Miss was our last one. They were like,
yeah, but the biggest one was the Purdue one, right? In the bowl game a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That was the biggest one that I can remember.
Yeah. Not that it mattered in that game.
And bowl games really don't matter anymore unless you make the final 12. Other than that, who gives a crap?
We're
playing in the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Pop-Tart chocolate sauce. The second half, they looked much better, right? They still showed problems with what Duke predicted weeks ago. A little bit before that, I picked this game to be 52-13 last week on the show.
I think I said like 42-10 or something.
This was achievable. You take what we had, add the 9 points of missed field goal, and then the dropped end zone pass. Hello, birds right on.
I mean, we dropped 3 touchdown passes, but I feel like if we would have got one of those touchdowns, it would have negated the opportunity to shank a kick. Because I feel like we had to kick because we could drop the ball in the end zone. And kickers are the biggest head cases in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
From a guy that was a pitcher.
Oh,
pitchers are also the biggest head cases in the world.
Pitchers are head, but kickers, yes.
When you only have one job and you know you're probably the least athletic person on the team, probably not saying for sure. I love kickers. Jeff Hall was my favorite player. I've said that a million times. I mean, I feel bad for the kid, but I feel like there's sometimes like there's no coming back. It's like guys that do too much coke and mess with their brain. Like there's no coming back from it. I'm not saying he's going. I mean, I hope he does.
You see the
like,
headlines on the Duke from Tennessee Fan Talk relates Max Gilbert to a cokehead.
I'm saying brain damage. You know how many guys are really good on the driving range and you put it on the course and they suck?
Yes.
You know how many guys I can see pipe drivers down the middle on the driving range? Me. And then I go to the course, and I suck.
And you go all Phil Mickelson?
So, I'm telling you, he might be a driving range guy. he might be a driving range guy.
He looked great in warm-up before the game.
He looked great in practice. All kicked good all week until there's something on the line, that 3-foot putt.
Since we've talked bad about Gilbert, we have to do a
I'm
positive.
I'm not talking bad.
Well, he needs to be talked bad about. That was horrible. Horrible shit.
Well, I mean, Heupel even pumped. Like, he looked, you know, Heupel's like, oh, I have no worries. Like I said in the pre-show, they need to send out a memo to the UT.edu to all the frats.
Yeah.
Try out for kicker.
Come on. Just come on
put a little
down.
Fire on up his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Come on down.
I'm not saying he's going to kick.
because walk-ons can prove to be something. Great segue there.
White bread.
Will Brooks, let's go.
White bread.
Let's go. Another week.
His Danny whiteness White. Showed up at the end of the play because he couldn't get it all the way back. I'm all for it.
And was it the
there's a quarterback
that chased him down.
Sure was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he did have the wherewithal to switch the ball from his right to the left mid run.
Yeah. Yeah. But
he's probably got a pretty good
some
high
help
IQ.
Right there behind him. It could have been a little lateral right there at the end.
Oh, that would have been funny.
That would have been. Whoop. Yep. Whoop. Yeah. Whoop. Do that again.
Whoop.
If my man has not gotten a scholarship, boy, I hope Danny White finds him one.
Well, it's too far gone now, right?
For next year.
Because, I mean, he's a senior, so why does it matter?
Oh, is
that's
he
like,
a senior?
That's like a slap in the face.
Is he
yeah,
a senior?
He's a senior.
Okay.
Get him some NIL money.
Get him something, yeah. But get him.
Hey, he needs to be the spokesperson for Food City.
For Purple Mattresses.
Wagle's Gas Station, hit him up. Call him Mr. Steel, your girl, because he picks the ball.
A player that we've never talked about. I'm not going to say player. A staff member that we've never talked about. I've noticed, because I think this is the first game I have attended this season. Mm-hmm. Smokey 11. Not on the field. Comes out through the power tee. Back down the side tunnel. Because can't handle the noise.
So time to retire. Time to euthanize him. Give me a new one. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Oh my god.
It's a joke.
Someone just turned you into PETA.
People eating tasty animals. It's a joke.
So apparently last year, Smokey 11 could not handle it, and so they brought 10 back out of retirement. Mm. And then re-retired 10, and 11 is still having issues. So there will be no Smokey running across the end zone after touchdowns.
That's
season.
Sad.
Yeah.
Well, then bring out the Tennessee walking horse, damn it.
Yeah.
They do that only for homecoming.
Be doing something different.
I was trying to make a joke, but not to get too political. It sounds like he's a liberal. You can't handle it.
Smokey now works at Starbucks.
He sponsors for the Pup Cup.
Oh, my God, bless.
Just saying. Seems like a bit of a sissy.
Oh. Smokey's now tattooed and.
Yep.
That's great.
He dyes his hair blue.
And now he's a true blue tick healer.
He's got a nose ring.
Off the topic a little bit of Tennessee before we take our break here. Vandy, first ever win at Jordan Herr.
Jordan.
First ever. Wow.
That's another one of those stats that sounds great, but like I said, they played like when it was East and West, they played there once every 8 years.
Yeah, I think they've only played there. I think their 10th time. But still.
Yeah, so sure, that's nothing
but
crazy.
Still, they did it.
Oh, good for them.
It's like your little brother that you just want to just, you know.
No. It's like your little brother that's going to be more successful at the end of the day because he's smarter than you. You don't want that.
The great conversation I had the other day was, what is Vandy doing? Have the common nerds come up with some sort of juice, injected juice, that can't be detected in the tests? Are they all pumped up on something that's new?
No, it's like from Space Jam, Bugs Bunnies, you know, MJ, you know, just water.
The good Space Jam,
the good Space Jam, not the new one. I haven't even seen
Michael
the new one.
Special stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's just water.
you guys had it in you the whole time.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're doing nothing crazy. But off topic, way to go, Gamecocks.
I
knew A&M was fraud. Way to go, Ohio State. I also knew Penn State was frauds, even though they're in front of us. That's understandably so.
You know what I love? I love when you hit my next item and you've never seen this label.
It's like we're married. I know you like pepper on your eggs.
It's like we've been doing this show for 5 years.
Yeah, it's just fun.
A&M now shares the top spot with Georgia after the loss of South Carolina. Elko is continuing the tradition of not winning on the road. Continuing the jimbo.
Hey, we ain't got no room to talk because we don't win on the road either.
Luckily, he has a bye week this week to regroup before. I don't know who he's taking on in week 13.
Probably nobody, because like I was sitting there thinking about it. And I would have to suspect, since this new realignment with the SEC, you're going to get one of the big three, or like whoever, like one of the two teams in the SEC championship game is going to have, let's say, bottom four strongest schedule in the SEC.
Okay.
That's just my prediction. Because like people like Texas, who hasn't played a road game till yesterday, right? Or this week coming up?
Because
they were off.
Yeah, something like that.
So they haven't played nobody except Georgia.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're going to have to play at least one good team.
Yeah. Oh, that schedule. Tennessee.
And I think Texas A&M's schedule is kind of a joke because LSU's fraud.
Yeah. Ooh. You can see how much fraud they are, which we'll talk about after the break.
Sure.
Tennessee, 29 first downs, 185 yards rushing, 292 passing, 477 overall to 360 by Kentucky.
I'd have to bet that's one of Kentucky's best games of the year.
I think so. Other than them third down conversions, the Neyland effect in full effect. 4 for 14, 0 of 2 fourth down conversions.
Bring back the beer barrel.
Tennessee still 500. 7 of 14 on third down conversions, 1-1 on fourth down. The
defense still good.
Defense.
Can confirm, defense still good.
Defense still good. What I did not like, and I said penalties, I think there were 19. 19 total in the game, 71 for Kentucky, 77 for Tennessee, and there should have been, Kentucky should have been over 100. Because the, I don't know if it was Dante Thornton or if it was Nimrod with the non-call, the pass interference non-call at the 5-yard line where a dude had his hand.
That.
Oh, that one, and then Stoops not getting an unsportsmanlike penalty for, you know, being out on the field running his mouth.
Yeah, sure. They, I mean, I feel bad. He's missing some chromosomes, you know.
I don't know how he gets his job done. Spending the
well, I mean, there's no standard at Kentucky. I mean, he is the winningest coach of all time. I mean, and they're, like, I saw some Kentucky people on Twitter today saying that they need to fire Stoops. That's like Georgia. I mean, Florida. Who are you going to hire? Ain't nobody to hire.
Yeah. Well, maybe they can hire Billy Napier.
I mean, you said he might be able to do better at Kentucky than Florida because he has no expectations.
There's no expectations. That's right.
And he gets a real cheap electric bill because it's off coal. At that coal plant.
Week 11 has a good slate of games, and we're going to talk about them right after this break.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Yay, Vols fans. Tennessee, Mississippi State, not a long history like Kentucky. Teams have only played each other 46 times. The last in 2019, a win for Tennessee. Tennessee is 8-2 over the last 10, and the prior to the loss in 2012, we went.
Was Dak Prescott the quarterback that year?
I feel like he was. We went 6 straight from 95 to 2008, which included the 1998 Tampa win. Atlanta win. I'm sorry.
In the SEC championship.
Correct.
I remember that. I do.
State this year, 2-7 overall, 0-5 in conference play. They've only beaten Eastern Kentucky in their home opener, and then UMass this past week.
So it sounds like we might lose. I'm just kidding. BVS has showed up.
That's right. Meet our guest.
BVS.
Jeff Lebby, I mean, as he's bounced around, you know, up until this hire, I'd say his greatest position was offensive coordinator at Oklahoma, but he's not showing good signs of being a head coach in the toughest league in the nation. And I do mean that.
I'm guessing that's the head coach for Mississippi State. That shows how little I know about
it. It is, yes.
Okay,
yes,
I know, I was just joking, but yes. Yes, so that's a joke, yes, but...
I don't think.
I mean, it's the Neyland effect because it's on ESPN. This game could be on ESPN Plus, but it's on ESPN, and it's a night game. And they won't give Ole Miss a night game, and they're playing Georgia. Well, it's 3:30 kick, so it's going to be night at 4. So since the time change,
oh, Tennessee has opened, and we'll go around the SEC after we finish this up with a little bit of last week's and some of this coming week's. Tennessee has opened as a 23.5 favorite, total of 60.5. That was on FanDuel, I believe, which means that I've got to pick Tennessee 49-13. And in order to do that, now that we've broken the curse of the first half, Vols have to start fast, score quick. And they need to do that in order to prepare themselves for Athens the following week. Duke?
I don't like what you said there. You don't need to be thinking about the Bulldogs, and we don't need our guys.
No. It's just...
No, I mean, we need to be thinking about the Bulldogs, not the Georgia Bulldogs, as we play back-to-back Bulldogs.
We do play back-to-back Bulldogs. But it's just that quick start. Okay, all right. Hey, we've...
It's a joke.
We've stopped it. Anyway. You know, we need to... We need to not look ahead, but we need to put scoring quickly, you know, back in our mindset. We got to get.
Are we going to pick the other games?
Oh yeah, we are. But then we're going to pick this one first.
Oh, so he threw a curveball in on me.
I switched to Rudia right there.
Okay, so Tennessee is going to win 35-6.
I'm not a Dodgers fan, but
could be 35-9.
I like their bullpen.
It's a 35-9 or 35-6 because Mississippi State has now won the title of kicking field goals this year over Vanderbilt.
took it away from Vandy.
Yeah, Vanderbilt has not got that title anymore, which is, could be good, could be bad. I don't know. Do we really don't have a snooze fest this week, do we?
No, but you
maybe there's kind of one that's
one that could be.
True.
Last week around the SEC, you know, Ole Miss punishing Arkansas, which does not make a good case for us. Oklahoma was a snooze fest. Of course, we already talked about Vandy. Florida down to their third string quarterback.
Whatever. They actually played halfway decent. They picked off Carson Beck, which is exciting, four times.
Three or four? I think it was three times.
Maybe three times. I thought it was four. Three. Could be three. But it was enough. Some of them were egregious picks.
Yeah.
Not like one of them was like, you know, when you're getting hit when you release the ball, that's kind of a, that go.
Yeah.
But there was some that was just.
These were, I'm taking this.
Two of them were for sure.
Yeah. We're not even going to talk about that Miss State. We already said A&M falling. And, so that moves us in to week 11, Saturday.
They got snake bit in the cockpit. You know what I'm saying?
November 9th, Florida at Texas.
Man, that's going to be a bloodbath.
That's,
bloodbath. And I thought Texas still hasn't played a road game, so.
We need to pop in at their schedule. Georgia, Ole Miss, quite possibly a good game because, you know, Georgia, even against Florida, you know, Florida go in at half leading. If Georgia can't get some first half stuff going, Ole Miss is going to, if they can strike fast.
I think Lane Kiffin is more effective when his back's against the wall. And he's right now his back's against the wall of making the, you know, trying to make the playoffs with two losses. If they beat Georgia, I mean, it's already going to be a she show at the end of the year who's going to play in the SEC championship. It's already going to be super deep on who's going to get in. For all we know, it's going to be Texas and Alabama.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
especially if Ole Miss beats Georgia, which would be fantastic.
I'm making the pick of Ole Miss beating Georgia.
Oh, I'm not.
You're going
Kirby to. Smart also, he has a way of telling his team, is like, look at all the crap they're talking about you out there.
They're telling you
you ain't going to win this ballgame. You need to go out there.
They're saying my quarterback looks like a crackhead. They're saying I've got a bowl cut. Come on.
It's like the coach from Varsity Blues. he gives me those vibes.
Oh. You, I know about you and that scholarship to Brown.
Or it could be Friday Night Lights. If you're going to win, coach, you put Booby in.
Oh, South Carolina in Nashville for number 24, Vanderbilt.
I feel like you could probably get tickets cheap to that one.
Anchor down.
Man, I don't know. It'd be something if Beamer just strolled in.
And whooped up.
Because, I mean, you could argue that South Carolina could be ranked two. I mean, Vanderbilt is number 24, right? And they got beat by Georgia Southern.
Early.
But they also beat Alabama, right? South Carolina beat Texas A&M, which was the only undefeated in play, not undefeated, but undefeated in conference play.
Yeah.
A&M. I'm sure they got some votes. I can't even remember that idiot that I see on Twitter. What's his name? Anyway, I'm sure he got some votes, but I think South Carolina wins. I'm afraid that Lenora Sellers, you better watch out. South Carolina might be real good next year.
A&M dropped 5 down to 15 after that loss, and South Carolina got 58 votes. So they Missouri was above them with 81. So they would be sitting.
Oh, and they are much better than Missouri.
They would be sitting around 27.
Or have they played? Did Missouri beat them? Anyway, I don't know. I'm picking South Carolina to win 24-14.
Oh, you're going.
I'm telling you, Lenore Sellers is going to be good, good. Like, good, good. Until Clemson rolls in and pays him some money to go back over to them. And then.
Alabama at LSU. 7:30 night game in the Bayou.
Baton Rouge. Nutri-Rack gumbo for everybody.
Gosh, knowing with LSU, just knowing that Alabama's already taken those losses from the state of Tennessee. God, that's a hard.
I mean, Garrett Nussmeier is really good too. But I mean, like, they run that pro style. It's very Nick Saban, Alabama, circa 2014 offense.
Let's go Tigers.
I mean, I don't really care who wins. For my sake, it being at the house, since my wife's a Tiger, we will pick the Tigers too.
Oh.
And I hate Alabama. I mean, I hated catching myself yesterday pulling for Florida. I hated. I caught myself. What the heck am I doing?
There is a snooze fest. You are.
Yeah,
correct.
I told you. It's the SEC Network 7:45 game. I wonder what Jordan Rogers, whatever, thinks about calling these games, because he normally gets the stinkers. I mean, we were on it this week.
We were.
But I mean, he has to go to Columbia, Missouri, which has to be a terrible place. It has to be.
Oh, man. You know, I want to say Oklahoma. I just don't know if they can do it.
I'm picking Oklahoma just out of spite against Eli Drinkwitz.
I would love, Missouri's going to be out for blood for.
I think Brady Cook's hurt.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's coming back or not.
Yeah, let's go Oklahoma.
He's probably going to watch out. He needs to watch out, because he's probably going to lose his health benefits from being so old.
Make sure he meets the deadline for Medicare.
Sure. I mean, he's going to be a graduate assistant next year, right?
Oh.
I mean, I think Jackson Arnold finally got his crap together. I think, you know, and I think Venables is pulling. He had to pull a Stoops and fire his OC last week, right, or 2 weeks ago, whatever.
I mean, but 1-4 in the conference, your first year in, and your partner in crime.
Their conference schedule has been quite a bit tougher than Texas, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, you get Texas at 3-1 in the conference.
I think Oklahoma. This might help cool off Venable's hot seat a little bit.
So, because
I think their defense is legit.
You've got,
and I just think Missouri is mediocre across. Like, they're not great at anything. They're okay at offense. They're okay at defense. I think their kicker can bang it pretty far, but yeah. So what?
So Texas had in talking about their schedule, Colorado State to open. Which okay. Michigan, which could have been a hard game, but it wasn't.
Well, we knew that everybody rolled out of there with the illegal BS, and when Coach Harbaugh left. Mm-hmm. Okay.
UTSA.
And we knew going in they didn't have a quarterback.
UTSA. Louisiana Monroe. Mississippi State. Oklahoma. And then Georgia, which they lost. And then Vanderbilt, which they only won by a field goal.
Yeah. That was their first road game, because they play. I remember they played here, which is not, as Nick Saban would say, it's,
well, they
not
played,
really a road
they played
game.
Michigan in Michigan.
I'm talking about conference
but
play.
But conference. Yeah, their first conference, because Oklahoma was at that neutral site, like it always is.
Yeah.
But Yeah, Vanderbilt was their first road game. Isn't that crazy?
It's not really a neutral. It's not really a road game. We all know it. When Vanderbilt teams talk about how good their student section is, and it looks like there's 15 of them in a student section.
You're talking, I mean, look at this. So they host Florida. Then they go to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And then they host Kentucky, and then they go to A&M. Nashville was their furthest travel in the conference.
Don't call me a conspiracy theorist, but call me a conspiracy theorist.
I mean, good night. So they go to Arkansas, okay, just over the state line, and then that's it. That's a little crazy.
And we play Georgia and Florida in the same year. I mean, not Florida. Georgia and Alabama. We do play Florida, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm.
I'm telling you, though, if we lose one more game, if we do not beat Georgia, our season's over with.
So
I don't care if Georgia has two losses. If we do not win out, we're done.
So we went to Norman, mm-hmm. to Fayetteville,
mm-hmm.
to Athens,
mm-hmm.
and to Nashville.
Yeah, this is the year. I mean, obviously, the way the schedule works is we always play Florida and Alabama at home. That's how it used to be anyway, and this year too. But that's always the easiest because we play Kentucky at home too. We are in the year that's easier for the next year. It's going to be tougher.
Next year's going to be tougher because it's at Kentucky, at Florida,
at Alabama.
Yeah,
and those games are always guaranteed on our schedule.
Yep.
We probably don't play Georgia next year. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
That would be nice.
But no, I'm telling you, if we lose one more ball game,
but we'll pick up Texas.
Yeah, sure. The battles of the UTs.
Yeah. Yep. It's gonna start.
But we lose one more ball game, our season's over with.
Mm.
They're going to hold that Arkansas loss above our heads, which some of it's rightfully it's justified. Even if Ole Miss beats Georgia and we still lose to Georgia, Alabama will jump us.
I mean, we need to if Georgia is a loss.
Let's just say they're probably already favored, what, five and a half? Probably.
We would need to beat the living breaks off of Vanderbilt. Make a showing.
And I don't think that matters at all in today's world.
Hmm.
Especially with me being a homer right here and saying this, which every Tennessee fan says they do hate us. I'm a firm believer that the media hates us. I know that's a homer conspiracy theorist. So like if we lose against Georgia, we're going to be playing in the Liberty Bowl. So, in the Music City Bowl.
Oh, way to just.
I'm being honest.
Just killed it. Just killed the whole vibe.
We want to show some legitimacy here, Bird, and I just showed it.
So, in other words, take care of state, take care of Georgia.
I mean, win and you're in. It's pretty simple.
Win and you're in. Destiny's in your hands. If Florida can pull off three picks against Beavis and Butthead, surely the number one defense can.
That, I didn't know if you heard that they're doing a reboot of Half Baked starring Carson Beck.
Let me talk to Samson.
With him and Dave Chappelle's coming back.
As we appreciate you listening to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk, as always.
I bet he's a deadhead and wears tie-dye.
We appreciate you. Catch you next week.
Go Vols.
Go Vols. Back to the coal mine, Kentucky.
Dig it up, baby.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange.
and see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.